coming up is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and the Mary Keating Foundation are holding a free course for people living with advanced melanoma, and it's going to happen. It's a 5-week course that's happening every Wednesday from the 2nd of May right up until the 30th of May. And I'm delighted to say that online with me now, going to speak to us about her own journey with melanoma, is Kay Curtin. Kay, you're very welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hi.
Now, can you tell us just a little bit about your own experience with melanoma?
Yeah, I suppose it came as a real shock to me. I was 33 at the time when I got diagnosed originally. I was living in London at the time and I had 3 small kids. It wasn't something I had really thought about, but I'd gone to the doctor with my son for just a routine checkup. And I mentioned to the doctor that I had this mole on my back that was itchy. So he referred me to the hospital. There was a walk-in clinic every Friday. You could go, once you had a doctor's letter, you could go up and get checked out. When I was there, they asked me some questions about how many times I had been sunburnt in the past, my family history, had I used sunbeds in the past. And at that stage, I started to panic a little bit because, you know, I had grown up in Ireland in the 70s and was a teenager in the 80s. And I mean, we would never have used, sun protection. We would have got burnt regularly. And then before I got married, it would have been quite normal to go for some sunbed sessions. So I kind of ticked all of the boxes.
And it is, but as you said there, and for a lot of us, anyone that's grown up in Ireland, it's not, because typically the climate in Ireland is, and you only have to look out the window today, it's raining again, and it's, you don't typically, when you get fine days, I find that in Ireland, you tend to just go out and enjoy the sun with no, I suppose, no worry about what might happen. And I think that's fair to say of most Irish people, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We do all tend to go a bit crazy as soon as the sun breaks out, you know. And I mean, it's that kind of exposure. Then people, they really forget and they just throw caution to the wind. You know, they don't realize what the long-term damage that it can be doing. I mean, you only have to go down to the beach someplace like y'all on the first hot day of summer and the place is packed and people are, you know, lying out for hours on end. They might apply some sun cream, but do they remember you're supposed to reapply it every few hours, or that you should try and sit in some kind of shade when it's really intense? We really have a kind of a blasé attitude to long-term skin damage from the sun in Ireland. And I would have been one of those people as well. You know, I never had a fun holiday when I was growing up. It would have always been places like Yall, Tramore, Clonay. That's about as far as I got.
Yeah.
So.
So when it came and you had to go to the doctor, what happened then? Do they run a biopsy or what happens?
Yeah, what they did first was they decided they would remove the mole. And a couple of weeks later, I went back in again, not really realising, you know, the danger that I was in. And when I went back, I actually had my son with me. He was only 6 months old. He was in his buggy. And I remember calling me in very clearly and saying to me that it was melanoma. And I just asked him, you know, does that mean I have cancer? And they said yes, and that I would have to go for further surgery. So, as you can imagine,
and you're sitting there with your young baby in your arms.
Yeah, my whole life kind of fell apart before my eyes. Now, luckily, at that stage, I hadn't further surgery, but it hadn't moved anywhere past my skin at that stage, and I was told that I'd be monitored for the next 5 years, which I was, and I actually took part in a drug trial as well. It wasn't a successful drug trial, but it, at the time, I don't regret taking part because it gave me a bit of peace of mind. I felt like I was doing something proactive as well.
So where are you now in terms of your cancer journey?
Now, I'm at that time, I returned to Ireland with my family because I really had no idea what was going to happen. I mean, at that time, 2004, if you got melanoma and it progressed, then there really wasn't any treatment options for you. You know, that was it. So it was a scary place to be, and I had been given a recurrence statistic, you know, that I was probably had a 35% chance of it coming back. But as time went on, I got discharged from the hospital after 5 years. I won't say it ever left me, you know, it never left my mind. It was always somewhere there in the back of my mind. Obviously, I would be much more careful in the sun. My kids, I would have always made sure that they never got sunburnt. But then in 2015, 3 years ago, I suddenly started feeling ill after Christmas. I'd been having some problems with my hip, which I put down to a running injury because I was quite fit at the time. And then in February, I ended up in hospital with suspected gallstones. But as it turned out, when they did a scan, it wasn't. It was melanoma had returned, and it was now stage four.
And that must have hit you like a train, did it?
Yeah, it was, you know, especially it had been 10 and a half years since they had removed that mole. And this is the thing about melanoma. People don't realize just how deadly dangerous it is. It's very sneaky. It can come back after many, many years. Now, majority of people will be cured with surgery alone. So I don't want to frighten people, you know, who might be waiting for biopsy results or things. But there are a percentage of us that it will come back, and it can come back after many years.
So how important then for you is the likes of this free course for people living with advanced melanoma that's taking place in Victoria Cross?
Well, at the moment, I'm actually doing really well. I was very lucky at the time. I have a really good oncologist, Dr. Power, up in CUH, and I am... Got on a new drug that had been reimbursed and another one that was on compassionate grounds at the time. And I've responded really, really well. I'm actually in remission now at the moment. I don't...
Brilliant. Congratulations.
...have any cancer. Yeah, with over 2 years now. So it's... I mean, you still kind of live from scan to scan. There's a lot of anxiety. I'm not cured. I won't ever be cured. I'll always be a stage four melanoma patient now. You know, I'll always be in the hospital system for however long I live. So there's a lot of anxiety surrounding it. Even though I'm one of the ones that has done really well, you're kind of living a bit in limbo. You know, you don't know where, you can't plan ahead. And it's a difficult space. So this course... It's really a great idea. And for anybody else who's maybe a stage three patient or stage four patient who's listening, if they wanted to come along, I think it's going to be a great benefit. There's lots on offer.
Yeah, I'm just looking here. They're saying each week an expert will cover topics such as current treatments and research, nutrition and diet, coping with the emotional impact of a metastatic cancer, which I think that's huge, isn't it? Because
that's enormous.
I know myself. I've had personal history with a member of my family getting cancer, so I understand the emotional aspect of it and that cloud that kind of descends and stays there essentially for an awful long time. And it is hugely important that people look to the emotional impact of what cancer can cause as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as well with melanoma, like I said, a lot of people, you know, I mean, there's over 1,100 people a year in Ireland that have a melanoma removed, but the majority of those are going to go on and be perfectly fine. There's only something like 10% of us that you know, go progress on. So it's got a huge curative rate with surgery. But for the people that do progress on, it's not like other cancers, you know, where you can often meet somebody you know who has, say, breast cancer or prostate cancer. You know, you'll meet somebody in your village or your community or your circle. Often people to talk to, you know, who have had a similar experience. But with melanoma, there's not as many of us, and it's hard to connect with people. We do have a support group, Melanoma Support Ireland, that I help to run. It's on Facebook. But other than that, it is quite difficult, you know, just to randomly run into people who are having the same experience as you. I even found I did attend my local cancer centre, and I never met anybody else there who had it.
Okay.
So it can be quite isolating. So something like this is really great to bring people together.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They're also covering mindfulness and physical activity and stress management, which, again, the stress of it. I mean, I remember it was my father who was diagnosed, and I remember the stress of it from a family point of view, and I saw the stress in him as well. And so it's so important, and it's so brilliant to see these courses out there and that people can hop along. It's happening on Wednesday evening in the Kingsley Hotel, Victoria Cross, Cork. It's the 2nd to the 30th of May, so it's a 5-week course, isn't it, Kay?
That's right, yeah.
So positive learning, and it's free to attend, which I think is, again, is absolutely amazing. But registration is essential, so you have to email info@mariekeating.ie or call 01-628-3726. Can you just mention there again the web or the Facebook page that you are in charge of running?
Yes, it's Melanoma Support Ireland, and we have a website as well, which is melanomasupportireland.com. So if anyone wants to come on and have a look, and you can link into the group through that as well. So we do take family members as well, you know, even sometimes the patient doesn't want to join, but they still want information. So, you know, if there's a close family member who wants to join, they're more than welcome. You'll have to answer just a few very vetting questions, because we have to make sure,
okay,
you know, that we privacy is very important.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, but there's a great bunch of people on there, and we're all very supportive of each other, and
brilliant. Well,
it's good. It's a good way to connect.
No, absolutely. And finally, Kay, for anyone who may be listening that is either awaiting results or has just been diagnosed with melanoma, do you have a message for them?
Yeah, I would say for anybody who's awaiting results, not to panic. I know it's difficult not to. I mean, a majority of times, people, you know, you'll have a good result, or you might have a result where it's something that's very curable by surgery. It's not everybody that's going to progress onto stage 4, luckily. You know, so there is great hope there. And the other thing that's been amazing in the last 5 or 6 years is the new treatments that have come on board. As I said, when I was diagnosed in 2004, if I had progressed then, there would have been very, you know, there wouldn't have been any hope for me. But now I'm 3 years down the line, I'm stage 4. I go out for my walk every day. I do all my usual things that I've always been doing, you know. It hasn't stopped me or prevented me. I'm in actually very good health. If you met me on the street, you would never think that I was a stage 4 patient.
And that's very positive, and that's very inspiring for people to hear as well. Kay, I genuinely appreciate you taking the time to take this call, because I think it's very important that people hear from people who've been through it, as opposed to hearing what to watch out. Sometimes it helps if you hear the human story behind it as well. And I do appreciate that you taking the time to take the call. That is Kay Curtin. Kay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.